Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So we're going to go to wildcard line number one, talk to Nathan out of Middletown, Ohio. I went to school with some folks from Middletown, Ohio. So how are you tonight, Nathan? What's going on? Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Well, hi, Connie. I've never spoken with you before, but I'm a frequent caller.
Well, nice to talk with you.
Yeah. I wanted to share that, you know, your show earlier with your guest was pretty good. I was pretty impressed by it because I have seen the nightmare, and but I had never gotten to hear him explain things about it. And the concept of his new film sounds very interesting, and I've had several experiences that lead me to believe that he's probably right on with something as far as them being able to control and manipulate reality.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I never compared it with the sleep paralysis thing. And as soon as he said it, it just clicked. You know, and he said that somebody else had told him that was having the sleep paralysis, right? So it did. It just made me click, too, and I just got into the thought, and, you know, he kept going, thank goodness, because I was a little lost. I agree. I think that is an answer right there. So you, too, have seen the shadow people and experienced the sleep paralysis or one or both of those things?
I've had both of those things happen. I've seen shadow people, but that didn't start happening to me. This started happening about 6 years ago. But I've been an abductee my whole life, so I kind of associated it with that, and it wasn't until I was older that I realized that they were separate sort somehow.
Mm-hmm. But
so I've kind of experienced both experiences.
Yeah. Well, then I think you can relate to of, wow, that makes a difference because it's like you're a remote control and they've got a little remote on you and they're like, stop, start, walk, wake up, move, don't move, right?
Yeah. Well, in my case, one thing I wanted to make sure to say was, as far as the sleep paralysis goes, with me, it goes even beyond that. Sometimes when these beings appear, I'll actually go out of body just almost as a fear reaction.
So you think that's your fear, or you don't think it's them pushing you out or pulling you out?
I think they're trying to be able to do that, but I think the purpose is to scare me that much. I think they get something from terrifying people.
Mm. Do you think, since you're an abductee, do you believe that they take your body up, or you think that sometimes, and maybe it's just sometimes, it doesn't have to be all the time, but they can also just take your soul out of your body and deal with that?
I do think so. I think both things can happen. I also think they can affect what dreams you have.
Yeah. Yep. Thought placement, all sorts of things. Yeah.
And
I get
you. They kind of control when you remember the stuff about your encounter anyway.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Dr. David Jacobs?
Not particularly, but I understand where he's coming from. I've seen hybrids, meaning I've seen beings that look like a mix between aliens and humans, but I've never seen something that looked so human that it would pass. Everything I've ever seen, even the Nordic types that I've seen, are very distinct and would stand out in the crowd.
And is that from remembering through abductions?
Yeah, I've been an abductee since I was very young.
But I mean, it wasn't like you were just kind of walking the streets and you saw something. It's all been during the abduction times?
Very much so, yes. Including any UFOs. I've never seen a UFO outside of the experience.
Okay. Ooh. Great stuff. Nathan, thank you, and very nice to meet you. So that's interesting. I mean, you guys are going to freak when you hear this, but it's true. And I've told some people, and, you know, I might as well go ahead and tell it now here. But at one point, and you're going to think this is crazy, but hey, wait a minute. I don't care. You guys are the right people. You're the right audience to talk to about this. You're my buddies on this. So one time I was in New York, and, you know, when you're in the city, you know, anything goes, and it's fine. Nobody thinks twice about it. You know, it can be a big deal in L.A., and people take pictures, and, oh, well, I'm in Hollywood or wherever they are, right? But you're in New York, and people just walk right by the crazy things, or they walk right by the celebrities. I've seen Larry King. I've seen different people along the way in New York City, and they can just walk as if it's no big deal. They can be who they are. I love that. You know, I love New York City. But there was a time that I was walking through, and I saw something. And, of course, at first I went, oh, well, that's New York. But I usually stop myself when I get to this point and I don't tell it because some people just can't handle it. But we're here. We're good. But I saw what appeared to me to be an actual gray walking the street. However, it had a trench coat that was wrapped around it. It had baggy pants. And, everything was a little oversized for it, but it still had it on, fedora, and the shoes were too big. Everything about it was as if a gray snagged a trench coat, pants, shoes, and a fedora and did its best. And it was the collar was pulled up. It was as though it pulled the clothes together to try to hide itself as it walked through New York City, and apparently it did fine. I remember passing by. This is what I believe I saw. And as I walked past it, there was just something different about it. And you guys get that vibe, right, when there's something different by you and you look at it? Well, it caught my eye, and at the same time it caught my eye, that being, whatever that was, looked at me too. When I looked at it, and we both were like right in tune with each other, like, what, kind of thing. And I passed by it going, okay, you know, as if something led me to just keep going by. I didn't stop and go, hey. And I just thought, well, New York City. And I remember turning back at it. I went a little ways and I thought, okay. I didn't turn around real quick. It was as though something was guiding me. And then I said, okay, now it's time to turn around and check it out from the back. And as I checked around the back, it was doing the exact same thing to me. Mine was looking at it in a way of, did I just see what I think I saw? And it looked at me like, ooh, did she just see me and have a clue of what I am. But kid you not, I saw that, and it matched with one of the stories that I heard on Project Camelot before, that some, I can't remember the guy's name, but he talked about how you would see some of these beings where they would put on clothes of people's to look like, you know, to fit in. And this thing did, because it was New York City. But if you looked a little closer, you're like, what is that?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.